Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? It's estimated over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
Yeah, welcome. So happy you're here. If you can't hear this show live between 1 and 4, you can always check out the podcast. It's posted up there right after 4 o'clock at KFIAM640.com or use the handy iHeartRadio app. One more word for the week on our show is coming up around 3:20 for your chance to win $1,000 in the KFI Cash Refill Contest. Right after that, we'll hear from the Moistline people and a new story this afternoon, which is, well, after what we learned yesterday, not too shocking, but the Long Beach man that was accused of running over and stabbing the physician in Dana Point. The doctor was on a bicycle. The man was behind the wheel of a car. First he hit him, then he got out and stabbed him to death. Did a jailhouse interview with the Southern California News Group. And wow, there's some doozy of quotes in here. We learned yesterday from the El Segundo Times that he does have a history of mental episodes. Well, you'll believe that when you hear what he had to say to the reporter. This is Van Roy Evan Smith, the man accused of, and he basically confessed to the killing. Not that that was in doubt, but we'll get to all that. First, though, we're going to start on another shocking story out of Orange County, and that is the smearing of the home of the city manager with sewage or feces. It was on the house, the front yard, the mailbox, the planters, the stairs, and a walkway adjacent to the home. Very, very odd case of vandalism from someone who's trying to send, I guess, a pretty clear message using something as disgusting and not
Yeah, well,
journey is this.
We're going to get Bob Whalen on. He's the mayor. The feces sewage was spread on the home of the city manager. Bob, are you there?
I am. Good afternoon.
How do you pronounce the name of the city manager?
Sheree Dupuis.
And is that a man or a woman?
A woman.
A woman.
First woman city manager we've ever had in our history, and very proud of her.
She's been there almost 2 years, right?
Yeah, coming up on 2 years, right?
All right. So this she walks out the front door, and discovers her property smeared with this stuff.
Well, she actually was out of town at a conference. Her husband walked out at the door around 7 in the morning to, you know, go get the paper and finds, this feces, sewage combination of stuff spread all over, as you guys said, the front of the house and the walkway and the mailbox, and called the police at 7:27, and they immediately got out there and took a report.
And has there been any problems, the complaints to the city manager? Has he been in any conflicts that you know of with any parties?
Well, she, not conflicts I know of. She got a traffic ticket a few months ago, and there have been some speakers at our meetings, you know, seeking some information on that, more public records. But I don't know as though there's any connection between this and that. You know, we don't have any motive. We don't have any leads, unfortunately, but boy, if anybody listening has any information that could help our police department, you know, please call them at 949-497-0701. Talked with the police chief this morning. We are trying to turn over every rock to find out what kind of person would do this.
No video in the neighborhood?
No, there was no cameras at the house, although that would be rectified soon. But a neighbor had cameras, but they weren't functioning. So we're looking further out in the neighborhood. You know, it's not too far off Coast Highway. We might have some down on Coast Highway. Maybe we pick up a vehicle traveling up into the neighborhood. It happens sometime between 10 at night and 7 in the morning, so it's probably in the dead of night.
This is not exactly a high-profile job, and a lot of people in our audience may not even know who the city manager is in their town. So I don't know how she couldn't have gotten themselves involved where someone would want to do this. It's horrible.
Yeah, it really is. It's shocking. You know, I've been involved in local politics here for almost 25 years, and you know, this is unprecedented. But I think it's designed really to intimidate her. And if you want to get her out of a job, maybe you try to create this level of stress and anxiety that she can finally throw the towel in.
Well, had she issued any orders that upset people? Was there some ordinance that she was a part of?
No.
That was controversial?
No.
Nothing?
No. And you know, responsibility for ordinances come with the city council. And, you know, look, if you take a public job like this, whether you're an elected official or the top, an employee in the community like we are here and city managers in every city, you know, criticism is fair game. That's part of it, right? If I don't like your policies, I don't like what you're doing a terrible job running the city. All fair game. But, to cross into physical intimidation is you know, just unacceptable.
You mentioned there were no other known threats recently, no emails, texts, any kind of messages sent to her about anything?
Well, I mean, there's always online chatter about, we don't like the city manager or the job she's doing or, you know, her physical appearance. I mean, there's some nasty things on there, but nothing that was a threat.
Right.
I asked the chief about that. Nothing that was a threat.
What about these speakers you mentioned who were complaining about a traffic ticket she got? I mean, that sounds like a trivial matter.
They're exercising their rights to get their hands on public records, which they're entitled to do. So, again, I don't have any inkling that it's a connection between them and this incident. But, we want to find out where it is. I mean, it's a bigger, you know, it's Laguna Beach, small city, right? This is not a national news story. But, you know, look back to January 6th, look back to the attack on Paul Pelosi. This physical intimidation here, it's not a good trend. You can't engage in this kind of activity and have our, government function the way it's supposed to function.
I mean, but it's sort of a nonpartisan job, is it? City manager doesn't really draw up on politics much, left or right or any of that, does it? I mean,
no, it's a nonpartisan job. You just run the community, and you know, you're in charge of.
You're an administrator.
You're the chief administrator. You're in charge of running the city. You're in charge of pulling the budget together and getting it submitted to the council and executing on policies. So, yeah, somebody has a personal, issue with her that I'm not aware of that they took into action, and it's just not acceptable.
But the home is actually city property.
It's jointly owned with her and the city. When she came, we occasionally do that because of the high with top officials because of the high cost of housing. So we'll jointly own it, and then at the end of their tenure, we'll sell it. It's jointly owned. So it's actually public property in part.
Mm. All right. Well, we have a vast audience. So why don't you give out that phone number again so anybody in the audience who may have any information about this horrible attack on a city manager's home in Laguna Beach by smearing it with feces and sewage. We're talking to Laguna Beach Mayor Bob Whalen. Why don't you give out that number again, Bob?
Yeah, Will, thank you. 949-497-0701. And, you know, any piece of information, no matter how small, if you think you've got a tip on something, give us a ring because we want to find the perpetrator or perpetrators on this.
All right. We appreciate you coming on. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks for your time.
All right. Again, it was smeared on the front yard. The mailbox is pictures here. The planter, the stairs. And it's, how do I put it, more liquidy. So it's
any nut job can do this. And if the guy's...
Is it your own? Do you have to go collect it from somewhere? It's just kind of bizarre.
If the guy's whacked out on some crazy drug, there's no motive other than he's whacked out on a crazy drug.
Except it's the city manager's home, so it sounds like it was targeted. And it sounds
targeted,
like using feces is to send a message that you stink or you're a piece of, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know. Is it a message against government as a whole, against Laguna Beach as an entity?
It's a shame because surveillance cameras always seem to be working, but he said the neighbors wasn't on and this home doesn't have them, but that's going to be rectified. That's too bad. That's usually a big, big get because once you put out an image of somebody, it doesn't take long before somebody out there says, oh, yeah, I recognize that person. It's a strange and stupid story. All right, when we come back, well, we start with your chance at money, $1,000, right, John? You ready with the word?
I'm very excited.
Now, you don't announce the word, but you're the backup announcer for the word.
No, but I have the word. If you
call it. It's important because people get distracted. They don't hear it the first time, and then you chime in.
I know, because they're not paying attention. I know they're not paying attention.
Well, you barely pay attention.
Why should they? I mean, really, what are they missing?
Mark. How many times he said, what's your word?
I know.
If they miss a couple of minutes, right, it just goes in one ear out the other. What did they miss?
That was a good sound, Deborah Mark. I wish I could replay it.
Yeah,
she's gotten to know you well.
That.
She really has gotten to know you well.
I have.
You're distracted.
Yeah, well.
What, John?
Eric is already isolating the sound.
I know.
So we could add it to your list of strange
I'm
sounds.
A scientist.
Oh, it is?
And
he is
sounds.
Doing that?
And, yeah. John thought, Ken, when Eric earlier this week, he replayed when I said, I am a scientist. John thought that I said that live again.
I thought you were just repeating it.
No.
Just for emphasis.
And of course, the all-time favorite is when she was glad somebody died. Remember that?
Oh, God. Oh yeah. No,
that's
don't
right.
play
Hunter,
that.
I guess.
Yes, the hunter.
Don't play that.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we're compiling them all in like a 5-minute piece by the time the year's over.
She cheers.
Oh, there
death.
It is right there. Hear it.
Wait. Do it again. You made that sound?
Yes,
that's
I did.
Really? A lot of saliva there.
What?
That's a good, John, she made that sound because I wondered who it was. I heard that and I thought maybe Eric did that.
Play
but I
it
said,
again.
No, it's Deborah Mark.
No, I kind of did it again.
Wow.
I didn't think
say
you
it, don't spray it.
I know. Good thing nobody's in here. And
that is geez. A weird sound.
All right, the voice line too. John and Ken, KFI AM 640 live everywhere. Quick update on the high altitude object that was shot out of the sky over Alaska near Canada. You ready?
What? What is it?
Did not appear to have any surveillance equipment, much less sophisticated than the suspected Chinese balloon shot down last weekend.
Well, what was it? What's its purpose?
It could be some guy's hobby thing. It could be somebody's little craft.
That would be funny.
Yeah. Well, it's the size of a small car. That's a sizable object to make, but it doesn't look like, at least from the reports we're getting, it's some sort of a spy thing.
Well, it's so gotta
it might be
a
somebody who just
it.
Likes to...
Just a home project?
Good thing it wasn't... what was that? Remember the reports near LAX that there was a guy and using a jetpack? Remember that?
Yes, that's right.
A guy in a jetpack.
And guys are always sending drones up in the air.
I know, but this would be a big drone if it's the size of a small car. So, I don't
know. Wow, cool mystery.
Yeah, so just no surveillance equipment is all they're saying. All right, let's get to the voice line. You leave a message using the iHeartRadio app. It's the microphone icon, or you call the toll-free number. And then you could be a part of these calls, 1-877-MOIST-86.
Hey, this is John.
And this is Ken.
We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
Sleepy Joe. You guys may joke about him, but you all got jobs because of him. And there should be more if the Republicans would just get out of the way and let things happen by the Democratic way.
Power to the people. Power to the people. Right on. Right on. Power to
John
the
Lennon.
People.
Boy, Deborah gets a little wine in
power
her.
Power to the people. Right on. Soto Martinez is... a part of the damn union, you know, those communists. That's why he's there. They put him there. There was no way the people who voted were going to get what they wanted. They got what the damn union wanted.
I'd like to complain about all these out here who don't give a about COVID. They don't wear masks. They're out coughing and spitting and touching their face, getting everybody
yeah,
sick.
Mark.
I'm tired of the I've been sick for a whole month. You. I hate your guts.
I am a professional signature gatherer. The Stop the Communist Takeover of Fast Food Restaurants is one of the most popular ones I've ever carried. People did know what it was, and they signed it. They didn't want to see the fast food business go out of business. It also does help the workers. It helps them from being replaced by a robot or not having any job at all.
You know, what people aren't talking about is that the Bidens are very upset about this balloon being popped. I mean, that payment's going to come right out of their next China payment. That's going to be a lot of money that Hunter's going to lose out
that's
on.
True. That's
if
true.
The other half of his cabinet aren't women, then what are they, huh? What are the other women, Joe? Huh? Are they lizard people?
All those people that are also complaining about, well, they were spying us, they're spying us. Well, they already are. It's called TikTok, you idiots. Now, just remember, your head is meant to be on your shoulders, not up your...
60,000 feet. There's no way a rifle or a shotgun would ever reach it.
You hit the nail right on the head. The Brown, gruesome era has done nothing but put this state down into a cesspool. People can't see that. They're stupid, I swear to God.
Please don't disrespect Rancho Cucamonga by saying it's Ontario.
The guy with the stumps, did they really have to shoot him? Okay. He's got no legs. Four cops? Come on. One of them couldn't have gotten close to use the taser. I'm just saying. He didn't have no legs.
They did.
Yeah, I just heard John talking about how California could possibly expect an 8.2 earthquake on the San Andreas Fault and looked at the current California codes for buildings, which are able to survive a 7.0. So. Doing the math, I think, Deborah Mark, you're screwed.
You know, it's a good thing your Deborah Mark wasn't born in the Western Pioneer days, because what would she eat? Or would she invite the cows to dinner and have the chickens living in her house?
That climate hypocrite you guys played that said that he offsets his airplane rides by, I don't know, a vacuum or something. For that logic, I could go down to the homeless camp, scoop up about 10 pounds of garbage, and then I'd be okay to throw my Coke cans when I'm driving down the 210 freeway just out the window. And I'd be part of the solution.
Where did these homeless come from? We didn't have this issue at this scale 20, 25 years ago. I'm sure that a lot of these homeless are out of state and they have warrants from where they're originally from. Why don't we run their names and send them back?
Man, I'm glad I didn't vote for this lady, man. What? In Vegas, will you tell me we're gonna house them, they're gonna pay them? What the is wrong with them people, man? Where are they gonna get all this money to do that? They're gonna get them permanent housing? From where? Where are they gonna get the money from? I should just quit my job and stop paying my bills, become a witness. They're gonna give me a free home to live in.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you people?
Nobody wants to work anymore.
No.
I'm so tired of it. My ex
All she would do was just sit on her ass all day. I told her to get a damn job. She's like, oh, no, they want me to work. I'm like, yeah, what do you think they hired you for? To hang out? Because you look good? Get off your ass and work.
Thank you for leaving your message.
This is a throwback. Goodbye. In the old days, the voice line was full of a lot of cursors, and they're back. There was a lot of expletives.
Boy, we're so proud to have our audience. I mean, that was some collection there. Wow.
You could use the voice line to vent on an issue.
Sure. And
that's what it's there for. That is fantastic. Remember the old Hour of Rage?
That was pretty close to it.
Boy, a lot of people at their breaking point.
Yeah.
I like that one. My ex, she won't work. You think they just pay you to sit there and look pretty? All right. More. We'll have round two.
Why don't you sing Power to the People again? Like, that was a nice rendition.
A little Prosecco in you, huh?
Oh, boy. Well, you know, you don't really know me that well, do you guys? Yeah.
More
all
coming
right, the
up.
Man that they believe killed the Orange County emergency room doctor by running him over while he was on his bike and then stabbing him to death has done a jailhouse interview. It's chilling is the word they use, right? John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
So if you just showed up, look what you missed. You can hear it on the podcast right after 4 o'clock.
KFI. Yeah, I mean, they just showed up. They can't see what they missed. They have to go listen to it.
You'll never know. See? Unless
you pick up the podcast.
It's John and Ken on demand, iHeartRadio.
Although,
Radio
we can do one small favor.
What's that?
The Deborah Mark noise again.
Oh, yeah, play that again. No, well, if it's going to take you half an hour, it's not worth it.
She can do it live, maybe.
See. Okay.
Much more juicy than that.
No, that was a different noise.
No. I guess it's not paying attention in there. I lost it already. All right. Never mind. All right. So we'll move on to one of the bigger stories in the last week out of Orange County concerned the Long Beach man who was driving along Pacific Coast Highway in Dana Point. And he decided he was going to run over a bicyclist. Who he ran over was an ER doctor. And then next, the driver got out and stabbed him to death. Really bizarre, crazy story. The man that's accused of this crime is Vanroy Evans Smith, as I mentioned, from Long Beach. We learned yesterday that, because we're trying to figure out, I mean, who does this? He has had some mental episodes. In his past,
he's
a couple of years back.
Paranoid schizophrenic and bipolar disorder.
Yes.
And you can't win against that.
But there they are, driving along the road, and you're out there on a bicycle. Just know there's a chance that someone like this could be gunning for you. Because the update today is he did a jailhouse interview with the Southern California News Group. And he confessed to the killing. And when you hear the quotes, you know the insanity defense is front and center.
He has no regrets. And he was entitled to commit murder because he is both God and Jesus Christ.
He is the Messiah and the King of Kings.
Mm. And if
I have killed, if they knew who I was, they would let me walk out of here. They would fulfill all my desires.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, it was a rambling hour-long conversation. We're only reading a couple of quotes because that's probably all they could make sense of enough to put in the story.
Well, he was offering quotes from the Book of Revelation.
Yeah.
He was preaching scripture to the reporter. He said he woke up that morning fully expecting to kill someone by the end of the day. He has been plagued for a long time by communications from others.
Troubling, it says.
Troubling, yeah.
Troubling so from others. And there's also conflict he has because of his mixed race heritage.
Well, see, when you're paranoid, schizophrenic, you have people, imaginary people, talking to you all day. And you see them, too. So they're in your head and drove them crazy, or maybe one of them commanded him to go out and kill. That happens.
And you know, this obviously, I think he was diagnosed as a paranoid schizophrenic, but I just want to caution people that sometimes when you see a homeless guy doing this and you think he's hearing voices, meth can also do that to people.
Yes.
Meth can give people that kind of psychotic episode where they think that they're hearing voices. They start talking to the voices. So not necessarily mental illness. It could be severe drug addiction. But looks like this guy has had several episodes in the past which indicate he's a paranoid schizophrenic.
Yeah. And he had a BB gun. And he also had the knife. And he considered using a bow and arrow.
What?
Changed his mind on that.
Hmm.
So after buying the knife, he began driving around, and he felt compelled to run over Mamone. Is that how you say his name?
Mamone or Mamone.
and stab him. He said, it was my right. He was in the crosswalk. Right? It was my right.
He was in the crosswalk and presented himself.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that old line about being in the wrong place at the wrong time. Wow, poor doctor. Just happened to be that day when this wacko's driving around knowing he's going to kill somebody today. Because if you think about it, after he hit him, he probably said, well, he may not be dead. I got to go out there and finish the job. So he starts stabbing him in the back. You know, and people think it was a machete.
If we weren't a nation of idiots, a state filled with idiots, we would have these big mental hospitals and we'd put all these characters inside the mental hospitals and lock them up forever. That's what we would do if we were an intelligent species. But we're not. So
this explains like half the mass shootings too, type of people.
No, they're dinged, they're damaged. They've got biological brain disorders that cannot be fixed. You can't treat them. Even if there is some medication, they're not going to take the medication anyway. It is hopeless. We are helpless allowing them to run around. You put them away.
Did you happen to read that guest editorial today in the El Segundo Times about a woman that was shot? Did you see that story?
No.
I can summarize it because it explains a lot of what's wrong in this debate. She was driving along the road, and apparently some guy stuck out in the middle of the road trying to flag her down. She did not want to stop, but in order to get around him, she did slow down because she was afraid she was going to hit him. And eventually, he wanted to get inside her car. She started to drive off, and he shot at her. She thought she got away, but she found out later she was grazed by the bullet. Her point was there's too many guns. And I read that and I said, really? That's your overarching point? There's too many. This man tried to take your life. And you're not really upset and you're not thinking maybe there's not enough punishment or prisons for these people or mental hospitals. It's just too many guns.
Why don't they want to blame the violent, crazy people? What is
exactly.
it?
Exactly. That was my takeaway.
Why is it about progressives? Why can't you blame any human being for malfunctioning?
I realize if you got your fantasy and you took all the guns out of society, they'd have to come after you with a knife or something, sure. And that would be more difficult and not as efficient. But really, that's your main focus here? There's too many guns. That's typical opinion piece in the El Segundo Times for you. But it just kind of, I stared at it for a few minutes
right,
to see if I took her point right.
You know what? I got bumped yesterday after I left work. I was about to get on the 134. And I was stopped on it's Alameda.
Yeah.
And I'm at the light right before you go a little farther and get on the 134, and I get bumped from behind.
Oh.
And I didn't do anything. I didn't know if the car was damaged or not, but I couldn't tell who was in the car, and I wasn't getting out.
Because
I don't know what kind of crazy person. Whatever the damage was, I was just going to eat it. Because there's too many crazy people running around, and I wasn't going to be vulnerable standing in the middle of the traffic, especially when the light was going to change in a few seconds.
Was there any damage?
The tiniest little micro dent.
And did it had you look in the rearview mirror to see what?
I looked, but because
maybe they just went sorry
because of the tinted glass and the sun glare, I couldn't make it out.
Couldn't figure out. What was
yeah, and I, you know what? I didn't care.
I think you're right. I think you're wise because that's even done sometimes to rob people. They'll tap you so they can get you to get out and they can steal something from you.
Depending on the circumstances, you just got to run. You got to get out of there.
There's too many, and that's true. There's too many crazy people on the streets everywhere, but not just the homeless. This Long Beach guy was not homeless. He was an accountant living in his own house.
Mental patients, criminals, homeless. I mean, they're everywhere now. Every block.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, that was
all
that
over
was
the desk.
Live.
I'll do it again. I was.
Wow, she could put out a fire with that. Hell.
Is there splatter all over your equipment there?
No, I cleaned everything
out.
Wow.
All right.
That is something.
We've added that to the collection of Deborah Mark noises.
You know what it sounds like? It sounds like that sound effect when we have the dumpster.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, squirt, squirt, squirt.
Yeah. All the paint squirts. That's what I thought you were playing before. I didn't know why, but I just rolled with
live.
It.
Yeah.
It was...
All right. We'll go out the door with the... Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that's the same sound.
That is pretty close.
Well, you can add it then to that.
That's right. That's right.
With my laugh.
That's right. That's right. Change it. Instead of the paint squirts, have it be Deborah.
Oh, that would be funny.
It's Deborah spitting on the guy.
And then laughing.
Yeah.
Great. All right, the moist line, and we finish coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app. All right, the end of a show on a Friday means only one thing, another round of the moist line. Of course, the first round was an angry mob. Let's see what's in this half. If you want to leave a message, use the iHeartRadio app, the microphone icon, or just dial up the toll-free number for the moist line, 1-877-MOIST-86.
Hey, this is John.
And this is Ken.
We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
I watched the State of the Union address the other night with President Biden. What the f***? All I got was blah, 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 blah. I mean, seriously, I got more out of Sarah Huckabee Sanders' speech in a quarter of the time. Jesus, criminy.
Biden talks out of two sides of his mouth. First of all, he says, buy American, buy American, buy American, but not American oil. Let's get it from Saudi Arabia, Venezuela, and all those other countries, but don't buy American oil.
Well, now we're getting back into election mode for 2024, and of course, the name of Hillary Clinton will always continue to come up. But you might say you would consider voting for her, of course, if she was only running against Kamala Harris.
California Democrats, fines, fees, license, permits. Who would ever vote for a Democrat? What kind of idiots are you people?
Note to self, follow up with everybody that was attending the reveal party regarding the dyed pink pigeon and get those non-disclosure agreements signed.
Pigeons are called flying rats that carry diseases and everything else and just disgusting.
You're talking about the food stamps? I know some people that have a job and possibly two, but they still can't make ends meet to feed their children. And so this helps them and they have to go through a lengthy process. But for those people that are refusing to work, I totally agree.
Government spending is causing inflation and that's it. The trillions of dollars in debt is what the inflation is.
Hey, Darren Bass. Stop charging me for all these tweakers and alcoholics. I did not cause your addiction. I shouldn't have to pay for it. That's enough.
I have a new update for their woke dictionary. They're getting rid of liberal and progressive. Now they're going to replace it with person who up everything for the normal people.
You are making fun of Bernie Sanders for wearing a mask. But if I have to be around all those people, I'd be wearing a mask too.
Thank you, Tracy Park, for clearing up Culver Boulevard.
Idea on the problem with the city wanting to charge new permits for the patio seating on restaurants. Have the restaurants just put up some tents and have people come and pee and poop on the street and have some people laying there sleeping and they won't bother them at all.
Hey, old Joe, got four words of advice for you. Finish the damn wall.
I don't know why they would be smuggling eggs over the border. Once they get here, they get a free EBT card anyway. They can buy all the eggs they want.
Restaurants need to give back the sidewalks and the streets they're on now. They don't get the benefit of having them all the time just because the COVID thing's over. It was there when they needed it. They don't need it now. Get our freaking sidewalks back so I could ride my skateboard or ride my bike, do whatever I want.
I don't think you understand why those regulations and permits are put into place. Sure, regulations are helpful and important, but what they do is they provide opportunities. You know what I'm talking about? Opportunities so that a public official like myself could insert themselves into a situation, say, for a certain retainer fee.
Thank you for leaving your message.
Yeah.
Please hang up. Goodbye.
Yeah. I can help you out here for a certain retainer fee. Right.
Yeah, all bureaucrats are a bunch of mobsters.
Unbelievable.
Shaking people down. They want protection money. That's what the racket is.
Before we go, who's going to win the Super Bowl?
Who's going to win
the
Super Bowl?
Where's the Duke of Sports?
I got the Eagles.
You do?
Yeah, okay. Eagles.
Really? All right. Yeah, it seems to be what a lot of the pundits are saying, too.
75% of the money's on the Eagles right now.
Is that right? All right. All right. Well, if you want to leave a message for the Moist line, it's 1-877-MOIST-86.
That upsets you.
No. I'm hoping it's a really close game. I don't really have anything vested in either team.
Well, Conway's going to be losing money this weekend.
Well, that's not true. I could kill the Eagles with a $2 bet.
I could put $2 on the Eagles to win, and they'd lose
people
by 30.
Forget how you can destroy legacies and championships.
I've destroyed dogs in a dog was a buddy of mine and his buddy. There was a dog that won 12 straight races, and Jimmy Costello and Frankie Renzulli went out to Wonderland in Boston to bet $2 to win on that horse, and it came in eighth.
These are the greyhounds?
Yeah, the greyhounds.
Oh.
You got to really sort of look yourself in the mirror when you're leaving the greyhound races at 9 o'clock on a Friday night.
It's a good long hard run. Yeah.
You took a wrong road.
You got to ask how you got there. How'd that happen? We're going to have Alex Michelson on tonight. We'll chat with him. And then Bob Miller, the voice for many, 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 many years, almost 40 or 50 years with the Kings. He's coming on tonight to talk about a big Kings game tomorrow night where they're going to retire Dustin Brown's jersey, number 23. He was the first U.S. captain to win 2 Stanley Cups.
Is that right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's a big deal. Yeah. Big deal. And real quickly, you know, we have notes on this show, and, you know, there's like 3 pages or so of just stuff I scribble on.
That you're handed just as
that's
you're
right.
The studio.
That's right.
Yes.
But anyway, I save them and I staple them and I put them in a stupid cupboard. And then about once or twice a year, I said, hey, if anybody wants these, you know, just give us your address. We'll send them to you, right? So we used to do that with the 6 to 10 p.m. slot, and we got 3 or 4 every time we did that.
Yeah.
With your slot, we did it last night. We got 75 people.
Is that right?
Now, yes. I got to go and write 75 letters and hand.
Well, last time you'll do that.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
You hit the big time.
That's right, man. But it is a massive, massive audience that KFI has.
Yes.
Most of the people that wrote ask for these notes, they don't live in the state of California.
Oh, yes. No, we got a huge audience on that iHeartRadio app.
Yeah. Well, you and Ken, you guys have the biggest numbers, I think, in all of iHeart.
Yes,
with streaming.
Yes, we do.
Do they thank you for that?
No, they don't.
No. Ding dong.
Thanks for bringing it up.
He's a pot stirrer.
Well, how about this? I thank you for it. How about that?
That's very nice. Gracious of you. I feel a little bit better.
That's worth your $2 bet. Ding dong.
Go chase the greyhounds.
Ding dong. Yeah, really.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.